good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Janine Knopp, and that's Miss Nene. Good morning to you, Miss Nene.
Good morning, LaVon. What a pleasure to be here.
This is kind of like old times.
It is, yes. Family fun in the kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, initiated right here.
That's right. And we had lots of good times and hopefully good information out there for folks.
Exactly.
I'm sure you had some people say that they missed it, because they certainly did to me.
Good. Yes. Well, it was nice to offer that service and really the passions of our hearts, too, to get that information out there to others.
You bet. So you are coming to Atlantic on March 17th. That is St. Patrick's Day. And also the 20th anniversary of the Spring Garden Seminar with the theme Grow Weaving Plants Throughout Your Life. But people are going, okay, is Miss Nene turning to gardening?
In some respects, because we are using, in this presentation anyway, some edible flowers and some byproduct of edible flowers. The recipe that I will be demonstrating is very unique and is created just for this event because of the flower aspect. As you know, LaVon, I really love creating recipes, and it was very much fun for me on my trips back and forth to Des Moines, to the dessertery, to think, how can I incorporate something from gardening into a recipe? And I really think that the people who are coming to the gardening seminar will enjoy this recipe thoroughly.
Should we keep it a surprise?
I think so.
Okay. it's going, and it's so neat that you have created this, especially for this garden seminar. Now, one of the things we need to say is that if you've been to garden seminar before, or if you've heard a garden seminar before, this is completely different.
And how is it different?
Well, there's only two speakers for one thing.
Okay.
And you are one of those important speakers. And there's no breakout sessions like we used to have. Okay, so everybody's going to be together at a new location. That is the Cass County Community Center. So people say, I don't plant a garden. I'm going, that's okay. You will enjoy it anyhow. It's going to be a great time.
You know, I don't plant a garden either, but I'm going to be there.
You bet. Because it's going to be such fun. I mean, I think if you enjoy new things, if you enjoy really great speakers, if you enjoy just seeing somebody else having a good time, which you do. I mean, when you do this, you have a good time. You're going to enjoy it, and you will learn some things and eat some great stuff.
That's the target. Yes, and in my presentation, I want to also educate as far as just baking basics, how to become a better baker, at least through what I have acquired over my 50, 60 plus years of baking experience. And you may have some of these same little tricks up your sleeve too when you bake, and maybe not, but it's always fun to learn what works for other bakers and what might not be as wonderful to use in the baking and cooking process.
Now, one of the things you were checking with me, and I think is a really important thing, you said, will I have a mirror? And I said, no. And I kind of looked at your face. No, we're going to have a photographer who is filming you all the time and put it up on those big screens.
Wonderful.
You know, when you go to those big concerts and you have the big screens.
Yes.
Everybody will be able to see what you are doing.
Okay. Yes. That sounds good.
That's good.
You know, there's nothing harder than to be at a presentation and not actually be able to see what's going on. And you really want to. And I certainly encourage people to take notes during the presentation so that you can go home and hopefully apply some of these principles for in your own baking.
And one of the things that everybody who comes will be getting is a bag that has your handout in it with your special recipe, plus a lot of the other handouts. So they'll have a way to take notes and add notes.
And how many recipes do we go back and look in through that have been in our recipe collections for years and years? And won't it be interesting, LaVon, when we are no longer here and the next generations come through and say, well, who was that Miss Nene and what is this recipe?
What is this recipe? Yes. That would be fun to know. So we sort of alluded to your time that you've done baking, but I think we need to talk a little bit also about your experience, because you have been sharing your experience and your knowledge for a long time also. It's kind of start at the beginning.
Certainly. Yes. Yeah. I grew up in the prairies of North Dakota, and my mom was a fantastic baker. We were a farm family, and of course, she was a gardener at that time. This was in the 1950s, mid century there. Great time to be growing up as a child. I always felt very loved and very well taught. Mom was a great teacher, very patient in and teaching in the home and teaching about baking. And oftentimes I learned her methods of baking by just sitting on a stool and watching her. That osmosis, you might say, is how is it transferred from her to me. As a 10-year 4-H member, I applied many of those principles that she taught to me in the kitchen and was able to receive many baking and cooking awards because of that. That then led me to study home economics education along with food nutrition and animal science at North Dakota State University. I had a great time there and learned so much from all those wonderful professors at NDSU. When I graduated from there, I became a home economist for an Upper Midwest power company. And with the experiences that I had there in organizing cooking schools, in creating recipes, in demonstrating on television shows, it was just something that was became tucked away in my mind for, who knew, for what the future that was ahead of me. So then when Fred and I were married and I moved to Iowa, the opportunity to continue in with what I like to do in my profession was not quite there. I would have needed to have been in a city in order to pursue that. So gears switched.
Your creativity kicked into gear, I think.
It did, yes. And just because I was a farm wife and mostly a stay-at-home mom didn't mean that I couldn't experiment with recipes and go use cookbooks. And that's where I went to our Atlantic Public Library a lot and looked through many of the cookbooks that were in their stacks and became very much in love with some of those cookbook authors whose books were in the library. It encouraged me to explore beyond the recipes that were in those cookbooks. And I have always said that in idle time that I have, my mind is often going to, how can I take this recipe and make it different and make it mine? How can I take this ingredient, and which might not be a very popular ingredient, but how can I take that and meld and shape it into a recipe along with other flavor combinations to make it one lovely flavor combination out of many different ingredients that one might not think about.
And then
putting
you passed
together
all of this love for creating onto your two daughters.
Yes, they were very involved in the 4-H program and in a food nutrition program and became champion bakers in their own rights at the Iowa State Fair. The passion to go on and to sell the products that I make came about because of when our older daughter and her husband were married, and I said, well, would you like me to do a dessert buffet for your wedding? Because they weren't really interested in having a wedding cake, and they said, sure. So I just started experimenting, and that's when I discovered that I had the capabilities. I could do quantity baking, and it all depended, though, on the recipes that I used, and that's where it was very important for me to create recipes that could be frozen, that could have high quality going into the freezer, and when they came out of the freezer and were served, would be just as high quality. So that's where I really kind of focused my...
And I want to mm-hmm. have you continue that in a minute, but we got to get in here just to remind people that we are talking about that you're going to be one of the presenters at the Spring Garden Seminar, and that is on March 17th. And you need to get registered because we want to have room for you. It is $35 for the full day, including a full meal, and lots of fun. And you can give me a call here, or you can go on the Cass County Extension website and get the registration form. So be sure that you've got that on your calendar. It's wonderful. And if you can't go all day on Saturday, March 17th, you can see part of that program again in the evening in the same place. And it's a fundraiser for our local libraries. So
wonderful.
You can participate either all day mm-hmm. and have the whole show, or you can just see Jay, our other speaker, in the evening. So one of the reasons I think that, you know, I said, let's see if Miss Nene will come and be part of this program mm-hmm. is that you've done some other work. I want to quickly mention your TV show that was not food. Just quickly mention that.
Yes. Aunt Molly and Friends was a live children's television show that was produced in Omaha in the Council Bluffs area. It was a fantastic show that of which I served as the host, Aunt Molly. And those programs are still available on YouTube on the computer. So if you're interested in having your children see them and just be exposed to wonderful, clean, healthy children's television programming, they are available on the internet.
And the thing that you're doing right now.
I am owner of Miss Nini's Dessertery, and we are located in the West Des Moines, Waukee area, right on University Avenue. It's a very easy location to find off of University, and we love the area that we're in. It's a vastly growing area and certainly easy to get to. We actually, Levon, I see so many Atlantic people who
stop in and visit us.
Yes, okay. We're just pleased.
So again, be sure you don't want to miss Miss Nini on March 17th as a part of the garden seminar. So get yourself registered. And until next time, if you don't plant a garden, just enjoy the fruits of everybody else's labor.